Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim is still on family leave, so we're bringing awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. If you're new to the Positive Truth, we're doing exactly what the title says, bringing you uplifting and positive news. We're doing that every Monday. We're about to switch it up to Wednesday and Friday since there's been such a demand for more positive news stories. And I got 9 awesome ones for you today. Usually I'm joined by Tim, but, you know, it's his first Father's Day. He's enjoying it. So, you know, my name's JP and I'm right back here bringing you that positive news stories. If you want to spread this positive news, go to our Facebook page where Monday through Friday we post the positive news stories we talk about and other ones that we're going to talk about in the future. And yeah, like our iTunes, give us a 5-star review, follow our social medias, that helps us out so much, and it just spreads the positivity around. Speaking of positivity, our first positive news story is about Americans and how great they are. You might not have faith in your fellow man, but you should, because Americans gave $410 billion to charity in 2017, crossing the $400 billion mark for the first time. That's absolutely awesome. It's an increase in 5.2% or 3% adjusted for inflation over the revised total of $389 billion that was donated in 2016. I mean, given that, there's no words for that. That's just absolutely incredible. That's a lot of money. Our tax money, I think $366 billion goes to the military each year. We're donating more than we give to the military in America. Giving by individuals totaled an estimate $286 billion. Foundations was $66 billion. Corporations was just $20 billion, which is kind of crazy. So most of this is coming from individuals doing great things. Giving to religion increased by 3% last year. Giving to education increased by 6%. Giving to humane services increased by 5%. Giving to health organizations increased by 7%. Giving to foundations increased by 15%. Giving to arts, culture, humanities increased by 9%. Giving to environment and animal organizations increased by 7%. All in all, Americans were great. We gave back tons of money in 2017. If that doesn't give you faith in the people around you, I don't know what will. If you don't have faith in the people around you, at least have faith in your pets. Tim, who I'm usually doing these episodes with, he loves dog stories. And I have a story about a really faithful dog. It's a Yorkshire Terrier. I'm not a huge fan of dogs, so I don't know what that is. It's a really small dog. And a 3-year-old girl was lost. She basically wandered from her home and she couldn't get back. But she had this little Yorkshire to stay by her side the entire time, all night, to keep her safe. So whenever they did find her, they found her with the dog that was barking and helped them locate him. I think that's absolutely awesome. It just shows you, dogs are awesome, man. Positive news stories. Everyone's okay now. All thanks to this little Yorkshire Terrier and their first respondents. Shout out to all the law enforcement, community volunteers, and all of that. Just a community sticking together. I also have a lot of good news stories about the fight against HIV and AIDS. Last week, the PBS NewsHour aired a series called The End of AIDS, you know, Far From Over, and they talked about basically all the treatment that's been going on. Here's some highlights from it. There's a new method of testing going on in southern Nigeria. One of their state universities has a new method of testing for HIV and AIDS, not just for pregnant women, but for those of all ages. And the so-called test and start approach would catch the virus early, lessening the transmission rate. Studies have shown that if HIV-positive persons stay consistently on drugs for 6 months, the viral load will drop and the possibility of transmission will reduce. That's absolutely awesome. We have increasing access to HIV awareness. AIDS-Free Pittsburgh is working to raise awareness about HIV/AIDS by normalizing HIV testing and helping the highest people at risk for contracting HIV and AIDS to linking those to basically medical care. I think it's absolutely awesome. They've reduced the rate in Pittsburgh by 75%. And yeah, AIDS-Free Pittsburgh doing great things. We've also closed the transportation gap on HIV and AIDS. Meals on Wheels in Central Indiana has started what they say is basically food for people with HIV and AIDS. Sometimes access to food is hard, even in America. There might not be a grocery store or food pantry nearby, or you just don't have the transportation to get there. So they have food and they take it directly to them. There's about 12,000 people in Indiana living with HIV or AIDS, and the program, which is cost-free, serves up to 250 people, or about 2,500 meals a week. And they added 20 people just this last week, and I think that's absolutely awesome. Meals on Wheels, not just going to the elderly, not just going to poverty, but increasing their range to the HIV and AIDS community. We also have more AIDS funding. San Francisco Mayor Mark Farrell, hope I pronounced your name right, added $4.2 million to the city's budget for HIV/AIDS programs, including prevention, testing, and syringe access to disposable programs. Part of that money will go towards the Getting to Zero initiative, which aims to have zero new HIV infections and death in the city of San Francisco, California, by 2025. It's a hell of a goal. We know you can reach it. If you're from California, we support you. The Positive Truth really likes that. And we also have this app, which I love technology, so I think this is really cool. It's an app called Positive Links, designed to help people with HIV self-manage their illness, and is showing improvements in patients' health, according to the researchers at the University of Virginia Health System. Over the course of the past year, it's helped patients stick with their treatment schedule and give them access to a virtual support group. Researchers reported the 30% improvement, in 12 months and the number of people who regularly attend clinic visits. And that's just a lot of positive news stories going on about HIV/AIDS. There's all sorts of positive news stories going on, and I think that's absolutely awesome. Speaking of that, and speaking of technology, in Africa, in Uganda, hoping I pronounced that right. You know, here at The Positive Truth, we never pronounce anything right. There's a man named Brian Gitta. He's 24, and he won the Royal Academy of Engineers African Prize for a device that detects telltale signs of malaria by shining a red beam of light on the patient's finger. So basically, it's a malaria test without having to be a blood test. It's a little app, as well as a device, that basically shines light on your finger and it detects malaria. It's a game changer. It's called Matababu. I'm just awful with pronunciations. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brian. Sorry, can I pronounce this well? But instead of you having to get a blood test to see if you have malaria, all you have to do is put your hand under this light. This little device is just going to instant detection. I mean, I don't see how that's not awesome. Cameroon technology entrepreneur said it's a perfect example of how engineering can unlock development, in this case, improve healthcare. It just clips onto a patient's finger and doesn't require a specialist to operate. Anyone can use it. You don't need to go to the doctor to see if you got malaria. It's going to increase treatment, increase people realizing they have malaria earlier so they can get to the doctor sooner. It's going to save lives. So shout out to Brian. I also have a positive news story about the environment. Mexican jaguar population has grown 20% in the past 8 years. That's just simple positive news story that I just think is awesome. More animals for our kids, more animals for the environment. And yeah, I think that's the positive news stories I have today. I was going to save a lot for whenever Tim comes back. If you're listening to this and you know Tim, send him a text. Tell him to come out of retirement. We need him on The Positive Truth. We'll be back on Friday with more positive news and a topic. Appreciate everyone listening. We got more positive news stories coming in the future. I know this is a quick episode, but we're adjusting. We're getting back on track, and we've got some big things planned for July. A few changes, but more positive news stories. We'll make sure we get positive news stories out to you all at least twice a week. And until then, a positive quote, stay awesome. JP positive quote, just stay awesome. Do wonderful things today. I really don't have a quote. That's more Tim's doing. Totally forgot about it till now. Not gonna lie. But stay awesome. Spread the positivity. And we're out.